Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
We did have a trade. Thought maybe KD would be traded on draft night.
No, they pulled an A-Rod. Tried to outshine the NBA Finals.
Yeah. But I mean, come on.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, they did
it's
it.
It's not like Giannis got traded.
No, but KD orchestrated around that Fanatics fan fest. Like they broke that news specifically because he's in
when bed. He was on stage.
Yeah, he's in bed with the Fanatics guy. So you know
that's why they did that.
Yeah, that's why they did it.
Stupid.
Yeah,
no one cares.
It's a 10-year exemption to the White Party every year.
Yes.
What?
The Fanatics guy is Michael Rubin, and he has that huge celebrity white party every year that everyone goes to, and it's like the celeb gathering. Maybe Durant just did it to get the future exemption to the
Durant has some sort of business partner connection with him. So
yeah, big time.
He even said afterwards, he's like, yeah, because Durant controlled where he wanted to go, said he would only re-sign with a couple teams, and they broke the news right then specifically to coincide with him being on stage at FanFest.
As just a casual sports fan here.
Yeah.
The KD thing did not overshadow in any way the Pacers Thunder for me. I mean, I read about the KD trade. I was like, okay.
You knew he was going to get dealt. You knew he was going to be to like two teams. You're like, okay,
whatever.
Cool.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I think of him, I know he's really good, but he's a little old. And I was looking at the odds of who's going to win the title next year because now that Halliburton's hurt.
Yeah. The East is wide open.
It's kind of weird.
No Lillard in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
No Tatum in Boston.
Hey,
no Halliburton.
Do you know what those three guys all have in common besides ripping up their Achilles?
I do. Don't wear the number zero.
Or the letter O.
Or the letter O.
They all have zero.
Yeah. No, and they have one Achilles. So thanks for coming.
Well, no, they have three Achilles, right?
Yeah, I guess combined.
They still have three good Achilles.
Three good Achilles, yes. Yeah, that's it's not good for the number zero in the Eastern Conference, and it does make the East wide open.
Well, you know who the number two team behind Oklahoma City to win the title is?
Cleveland?
It's Houston.
Oh, Houston?
Now
I thought
they
maybe
got,
they were just picking a team out of the East.
Now that they got Kevin Durant, so the Suns get Jalen Green, Dylan Brooks, the number 10 pick in Wednesday's draft, and 5 second-round picks. Oh, by the way, that reminds me. I have news.
Did
you hunt them down?
Yeah. Well, Danny did. So I have to give Danny credit because we were texting back and forth about the finals. And I'm like, look, here's what I need from you, Danny's spreadsheets. I need a spreadsheet detailing what has come of the Blazers' recent second-round pick history.
Okay.
And he did that. He sent that to me.
And I guarantee he just had it. He's like, yeah.
No, he said it. He just said it wouldn't be that hard to put together. There's a site I can go to.
And he did
And he did it. And he had it to me by that night.
That man's
he's an animal.
Yeah.
Anyway, we will present that on Wednesday. Because my point is, second round picks, who cares? But then other people are like, oh, Neil O'Shea was great at it. Okay, well, what have the Blazers actually gotten for their second round picks? We have that.
I can't wait.
We have that. Thanks to Danny, and we will present that on Wednesday. Ironically, is also draft night.
So the Kevin Durant thing, 5 seconds, who gives two S's? If you're Houston, you gave up two starters. One, no offense to Dylan Brooks. Dude, you can find 1,000 Dylan Brooks. And then Jalen Green was probably the one young guy that you didn't care about. He's a inefficient, high-volume scorer who they said all along was not the guy that they were going to hold on to, like in any offer he was going to be served up. So you gave up two players that you didn't really care that much about and the 10th overall pick, and you added Kevin Durant, who, yes, he's 37, but Kevin Durant, had Kevin Durant played in the requisite 65 games, I think he played in 63, he would have been a third-team All-NBA guy. He's still arguably the most efficient scorer in the NBA, in the half court especially, and the one thing Houston can't do is they can't score in the half court. So if you're the Rockets, dude, you got Kevin Durant for like 50 cents on the dollar, and I guess if you're Phoenix, what were you going to get for a 37-year-old guy that was only going to be willing to go to like two places?
I think 50 cents on the dollar is about right considering his age.
Yes.
Like he's not going to bring you a bevy of number one picks.
No.
They did get a number one or a lottery pick out of this, and it's instant. They can use that on Wednesday. And like you said, two starters and then of course a bunch of seconds.
Yeah.
But I mean, I think that to me, if I'm Phoenix, I'm looking at that going, oh, all right,
yeah.
that's about as good as we can do.
That is as good
Houston now has, what, Van Vliet, Sengun, and Durant.
Yes.
And then
Thompson, who's the main guy that
Thompson, yeah.
That's the guy that I guess Houston is saying this is their future.
Because he's got everything going right now except for the jumper, and they think if they can get him a jumper, he could be darn near unstoppable.
And then this opens up the door, too, for Reed Sheppard, who didn't play much. He was the guard out of Kentucky. And again, I was reading about this like 2 months ago, and Houston was saying, when all this talk of Durant getting shipped out started, however long ago it was, Houston was like the number one team that popped up. And so I was reading through about Houston, and they were saying that Green is going to be the guy that's going to go, because they were saying that people inside that organization think that Reed Sheppard will replace him anyways. They said he may not be ready right now the rest of his game, but he is the best shooter on that team. And for a team that needs shooting, they said that eventually he would have taken over Jalen Green. So you give up a young, inefficient scorer, and you're sliding in a guy that you think is going to be the better overall player anyways.
And he doesn't have to be the man yet.
No.
He still has a little bit of runway for that.
And now you add in Kevin Durant. I see why people... And by the way, you still have Jabari Smith. You still have Adams. You still have some depth. You got Cam Whitmore. And like this is a young...
It's a good roster.
This is a good roster. I see why people are saying that Houston, who had the second best record in the West, although got eliminated in the first round, I can see where people are saying this Houston team on paper looks as good as anyone not named Oklahoma City.
Well, they are the number two team in terms of the odds to win the NBA Finals next year. They are number two behind Oklahoma City. So that would stand to reason. This will be Kevin Durant's eighth coach in 8 years. Did you know that?
Wow.
Jeez. How about that?
This is his last...
Take that for data.
This is his chance to rewrite his legacy, which it's his own fault, but I haven't seen anyone nuke his legacy quite like Kevin Durant's. And if he goes to Houston and they find a way to do this, that will be the crowning achievement on really one of the truly great careers in NBA history.
All right, up next we have Pac-12 news.
Kinda.
Yeah, I mean, they sold it as
I'm very confident.
It is. It's all right. I mean, you know.
I like that. It's all right. It's all right. Three games.
We'll get to that. Coming up next on The Fan.
We won the Natty!
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.